This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Triple Captain Extra with me, your host, Luke Jurdy. Hope everybody's doing well and that you had good game week 10s with nice green arrows. Of course, as you know, I played my wild card the week before. I rolled my transfer this week in game week 10, so now I've got two frees heading into game week 11. This episode, I'm going to do a brief rundown of my game week 10, go through my team, and then I'm going to talk you through my thoughts on game week 11. I'm also going to do a little section on Antonio Conte's appointment at Spurs and what that might mean for their assets, and just basically run through who I'm interested in at the moment, who you should sell, who you should hold in a little bit more detail than on the main pod. We're at FPL Triple Cap on social media, and I'm at Luke Jurdy on social media. As you might have seen, I've started doing FPL spoken word stories, short stories from each game week, so check that out on my Twitter. I am going to move those onto YouTube in the next few weeks, just because I think it's easier to edit and upload and things like that. Twitter has a limit of 2 minutes 40, I think it is. So if I want to ramble for even longer, then it's better to put it on YouTube. But I'll keep you updated on that if you're interested, of course. They've gone down really well so far with the community, and hopefully it means that more of you are listening to this now. I'll also do mini leagues, mini league update from our main mini league and our extra mini league. So game week 10, I got 58 points. Aaron Ramsdale, absolute hero, 10 points. We all know about his performance. Ben Chilwell and Livramento with 8 and 6, respectively. Livramento was subbed on for me for Brian Mbeumo. Alexander-Arnold and Cancelo, just 2 points and 1 point for those. But I expect that to improve. You've got to take the rough with the smooth sometimes, and they don't always deliver. Rafinha with a 9-pointer. Glad I held on to him for the Norwich fixture, and I think I'm going to hold on for Leicester at least. Kai Havertz, finally a small return, 6-pointer. Salah, of course, with 10. Captain, as everybody else did. Son with 2. And Wilson and Antonio with 2 each as well. Sorry, Livramento didn't sub on. I played Livramento. Wilson subbed on automatically for me, and I was left with Lowton's 14 points on the bench. Also got Foster in there. Glad I played Ramsdale. I didn't even think about playing Foster. I just thought it was silly playing a Watford keeper over an Arsenal keeper. And that turned out to be a good move. And Mbeumo, of course, came off. And Broja with a 0, but I think he's fit for this week, so I'm excited about owning him again, as he is only 1.1% owned. Love that. So I'm now up to 136k overall. Hopefully make a move on the top 100k soon. Triple captain mini league, here we go. Where is it? Main mini league first. I'm now up to 31st in the mini league. Top 5, Sham United the 8th, Frankie McCarroll making another appearance in the top 5 with 692. Play for the badge, Liverpool Golden Skies, 695 are in 4th. They hold their place in 4th. Darren Anthony Hoy holds his place in 3rd. King Ings Mings, 696. In 2nd place, down from 1st, is Martin Phillips, Heads and Bollies, 698. And in 1st place is my good friend Cameron Moore. I was on Hollyoaks with Cam, and he's very, very good at FPL. Ajax trees down. He is in 1st place with 700 points and an overall rank of 16,368. So pretty good from Cameron. It's going to take a lot for me to catch him this year. We're in a Hollyoaks league together as well, so he's way out in front of me at the moment. But you never know. So Triple Captain Extra League, here we go. In 5th place, we have no Coke drink water. Phil Campitt hanging on in there. 5th place, 684. Thibaut Marico, one man, one SAR, 686. Jens Vandenberg in 3rd place, Creep FC. Yes, Creep is on our Discord. He makes an appearance in 3rd place, 697. Surely this year, Gary Luttman, 2nd place. Well, surely this year, Gary. Maybe. You're 2nd place in the Triple Captain Extra League. And in 1st place, place. Frederik Eriksen holds his place at the top, Marsilius FC, with 709 points. And I'm very proud to say that the person who is top of the Triple Captain Extra League is in a higher rank than the person that is top of the main Triple Captain League. That's what we're aiming for. Aim for the top 10k with me and Frederik Eriksen. In first place, an overall rank of 8,776. Rhys James absolutely smashing it for him this week with a 21-pointer. The rest of his team didn't do so well, but he's shaped up very, very nicely for the coming game weeks. And just to keep you updated on that, Triple Captain Extra, have we got any new entries? I think we might have. We have. We've now got 52 players. Happy with that. Hopefully we can get some more going forward. Great. So, game week 11. Let me talk about Conte and Spurs. So there's been a lot of excitement about the appointment of Antonio Conte. And a lot of my information here, I have to say, has come from the FPL Wire podcast. They're on YouTube as well. I watch them every week. They are a fantastic podcast and YouTube video content creators. And check them out if you have a spare hour and a half and you want to go into even more detail in FPL each week. They really do cover everything, so I'd recommend them. But in a nutshell, I think Conte's the best manager Spurs have had for a long time, and he's a huge admirer of Harry Kane. And his previous strikers have all scored about one in two games. He normally plays a front two with one dropping deep and one in behind. So I think the person who's going to be running in behind will most likely be Son, and Kane will most likely be the one dropping deep. Keep an eye on their defence too. If we remember what Conte did with Victor Moses at Chelsea, and his previous sides like to put a lot of crosses in. So Reguilón, maybe Emerson Royale, maybe Doherty. Wouldn't be bringing them in yet, but keep an eye on them. Reguilón's probably the one I'd go for. Fixtures are very, very good for Spurs. They've got Everton away, which is a great fixture at the moment. Leeds, Burnley, Brentford, Norwich. Doesn't get much better than that. Conte's gone on record to say how much he likes Harry Kane and that he'd make sure he was in the box where he's best. So that's kind of different to Kane dropping deep. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Can Kane resurrect his form under Conte? I'd go for Son first. I've already got Son. Really glad I've got him because I think a lot of people will be moving from this week, which is a bit of a luxury for me because I already own him. But keep an eye on Harry Kane. Kane's great because you can move to Ronaldo, Lukaku, Vardy easily. And in a similar situation, Son, you can always downgrade Son because there's lots of midfielders in that kind of 8, 7, 6, 5 million category. Son could also become someone like Rashford when the fixtures turn. I mean, get whichever player's convenient for you, but you don't necessarily need to move for them both, and you don't necessarily need to move now. Obviously, we haven't got any data on them yet. Conte hasn't had a pre-season. Spurs play in Europe, so it might take time for his methods to work, but moving for one of them now could be a shrewd move before the Everton fixture, who are struggling. I think if you've got the option of getting both, then Son is the better pick right now. I'm looking at a double up of Son and Kane because I've already got Son. So my moves this week are kind of centered around, I'd like to just make the one transfer because my team's so well set up. I mean, I could even leave it and burn a transfer, but it feels completely wrong doing that. But I'd like to leave the double up open for next game week. So I'm going to keep Son, and depending on what move I make, I can then go to Kane in two moves. So that's kind of what I want to do. I just want to give myself that option. But the only real way to do that is for Antonio to come out and then Callum Wilson out for Harry Kane. So I just want to give myself that option, really, I think. I still haven't decided what I'm going to do. The new manager bounce with Conte could be absolutely huge. He's a great motivator. Moving on. Smith Rowe and Saka, both good options from Arsenal, both sharing corners. Arsenal very good at set pieces. And I think Tavares, 4.3, is worth closely monitoring at the moment. Depends what happens with Tierney. I'd hold Jamie Vardy if I owned him for the Leeds fixture. I think that fixture's really, really good. We shouted Corne on the main pod, but the fixtures aren't amazing for him, so I'd maybe wait till game week 15 when he plays Newcastle. Should we be scrambling to get Mbeumo and Ivan Toney? I mean, I think you definitely need one, and I've got Mbeumo. He could go without Tony, but I quite like the idea of having them both. It just depends what Brentford do. They may dip in form with players like the goalkeeper out, Raya, and Aya as well. The defender is out injured. So they might dip in form, but their fixtures are amongst the best in the league. So I think my move this week is going to be Tony in for Antonio. I think you've got to play the fixtures in FPL. Antonio's fixtures are really tough. I know he can score against anyone, but the chance of him hauling, I think, is a lot less than, say, Tony hauling against Norwich. So I think the double up is still viable for Brentford. But I think definitely get one in if you haven't got any of them. Mane Salah double up. I don't think you should be considering that anymore because Kane and Son are going to come into the fore and Mane's a slight rotation risk when Jota's around. I mean, it's already happened once. So I'd perhaps not go for that double up at the moment. Conor Gallagher much better when Milivojevic isn't playing. So you've got to keep an eye on that. And there's a lot of attacking options in the background for Palace. So Gallagher might not be as effective in the next few weeks. He's not exactly a talisman yet. I think he's a good option, but I'd prefer Mbeumo at the moment to Conor Gallagher. And I'd also think I'd still prefer Rafinha. Should you go double up on James and Chilwell? I think it's completely viable to do that, and the Chelsea fullbacks are the ones that to go for, as we've spoken about in the main pod, but I wouldn't take out João Cancelo. I think the only way I'd do it is if I was moving to a back four, which I don't think I need to do at the moment. I've got Cancelo, I've got TA, I've got Chilwell. I don't think I need to go to a back four. I like my five in midfield at the moment as well, so I'm going to hold off on Reece James. I've got Chilwell, but I think the double up is perfectly viable, and as we've seen in the last 2 weeks, it could be massive having both of them. Obviously, you've got that slight rotation risk with Reece James. So I've got a little bit of a cold, so apologies if you hear me sniffling. Do you keep the faith in Adam Armstrong? I would hold him if you own, because he had a really strong performance with lots of chances. Didn't have any shots on target, so he needs to improve, but Hasenhüttl has said positive things about him. I mean, I'm a little bit worried that Broja's going to be benched and Armstrong is still going to be preferred this week. I think the thing with Broja is he'll probably come on. I'm still going to start him as he's fit, but Armstrong could well start the next few games. I think goals will come for him, so I would keep him if you can. I did a little comparison between Rafinha and Smith Rowe, and despite Leeds not playing very well, Rafinha is still smashing Smith Rowe on the stats. In terms of key attacking stats, he beats him 12-2 per start this season, and from game week 5 to 10 as well, the last kind of 5-6 game weeks. The thing with Rafinha is he's a bit of a talisman for Leeds, and he has a lot of shots. Leicester conceded a lot of chances down his side, so I think hold him for this Leicester game. Assess after that. Rafinha for me is a hold for now. I think Antonio owners have been unlucky in the last few weeks because his underlying numbers are still really good. I think we have to mention Jared Bowen. We shouted him on the main pod, and he is only behind Salah for shots in the box in the last six games. That's huge. Huge for him. West Ham are great. They're playing really well. I think they'll treble the top teams in the next few. But I can't see Antonio hauling. I can't necessarily see Bowen hauling. But he's certainly going to be on my radar once their fixtures get better. Main question here is, do you sell Antonio? It's a really, really tough one, and I wouldn't like to advise either way. As I say, as I haven't got Tony, I think I'm going to move Antonio on for him because it allows a route to Kane. And as I say, I think the Kane-Son double-up could be a massive differential in the next few game weeks. Because I've already got Son, that puts me in a great position to potentially have that double-up. So I'm pretty sure Tony is going to come in for Antonio this week. It's going to hurt not owning him, and I'll be scared not owning him, but that's FPL and you have to play the fixtures. And I think Tony's numbers are good as well. They're not as good as Antonio, but with those fixtures, he could haul, and I don't want to miss out on that. Having said that, I think if you already own Tony and Antonio, then I don't think there's any need to move Antonio on right now, unless it's for Harry Kane. So I think you can safely hold Antonio if you already own Tony. And obviously there's a lot of money to get from Antonio to Kane. I wouldn't take a hit to get rid of him. I would hold him. And I think he could trouble Liverpool. I mean, I wrote in my notes on the Liverpool-Brighton game that attackers, I wouldn't bench attacking assets against Liverpool, because they, as we saw with Brighton, they can trouble them. So yeah, I'd hold Antonio if I owned him. I'm just going to check a couple more notes if I've missed anything out. I don't think I have. We spoke about United on the main pod. We spoke about Trossard. I've covered Gallagher. I'm keeping an eye on Zaha, but won't be moving for him yet. And we spoke about Corne. I've spoken about ESR and Saka. Yeah, that's about it for me this week. So that is what is... struggling to speak now. I think that's what my move's going to be. And I will be sticking with Salah captain. I mean, I'm tempted by Son. I think that'll be a huge differential captain in Conte's first game against a struggling Everton side. But I'm 136k. I don't think I need to do anything major. And going without a Salah captain, as we've seen before, could massively hurt and it could backfire. So I'm quite happy to make my gains elsewhere, and I'm going to stick with Salah captain. Give us a follow on Twitter and socials at FPL Triple Cap. I'm at Luke Jurdy. Keep an eye out for more content. That's what I haven't done. I haven't answered questions. Discord questions. 2 seconds. Steve, is Havertz still worth holding on to? Yes, I think I'm definitely holding him for the Burnley fixture, and then I'm thinking about moving him out during the international break when Lukaku and Werner will hopefully be fit again for Chelsea. Serge, manager merry-go-round time. Does this shake things up? Thinking of getting Son in next week or two, is he a better option now Nuno has gone? Spurs defenders as well. I think I've covered that with the talk about Conte. Roger Booth, Grealish, White and Raya to ESR, Chilwell and Ramsdale, -4. As always, I'd need to see the rest of your team, Roger, but that does sound good to me, particularly as Grealish isn't performing. We've spoken about Smith Rowe. I think he's a great option. I'd hold Ben White because I suppose you're getting rid of him and bringing in Ramsdale. You do need to get rid of Raya. I think Ramsdale's definitely the choice for that, and Chilwell's a great option. I think if you've got the choice and you haven't got Reece James, Roger, I would go for Reece James over Chilwell. Just seeing if we've got any more questions here. I don't know if we have. I think we're good. Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much, everybody, for listening. Always cap Mo Salah. And I am joking, but captain him this week. And I will see you all next week. Best of luck for game week 11.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for businesses. We can help with the whole production process, from idea development through to podcast distribution to all the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Google Podcasts.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.